Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to another exciting edition of One-on-One. You know, someone once said that if you want to change something, you have to actually change something. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But what is the one thing that you need to change or that you could change that can move you from where you are now to begin on your path to the life that God wants you to live? And how would you go about changing it? Joining us again today on this program is a good friend of mine, Dr. Reuben West. Reuben has amassed a remarkable group of people, black belt speakers, coaches, within an amazing place of learning called Breakthrough Success Academy. And they have pulled together their life experiences and they've put it in this book. It's titled, fittingly, Change One Thing. It's helping us discover the first step to reach a life of massive success. Isn't that awesome? It's not ordinary success. It's not just a little bit successful, but we're talking about massive success. Could you imagine what that is? What would that be to you? The house of your dreams, driving the car of your dreams, where your bank account's overflowing rather than deplete. You know, some of us have more of our month than we do our money, right? Well, I just believe that God brought you to this program today. It's not by coincidence, it's by divine appointment. And you're going to discover that no matter what you're seeing today within you, beyond the broke down mess that you're in, is an amazing champion for God. That in you is destiny, within you is purpose. And God's going to work today with us and these amazing people and this amazing book to pull it out. You ready for that? I hope that you are. I am, and I believe in you. This is One-on-One. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Really get into the book today. Mm-hmm. And I want to begin because this is a big title, Change One Thing. And a lot of people watching, they don't know what that one thing would be. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spotlight that today through this discussion with me and the amazing group of people that I have surrounded myself with. I want to start, Dr. West, if you would, by just quickly running through the reason mm-hmm. that you've pulled together the folks that are sitting here with us today.
When I got around the right people, things shifted for me. I started to see things differently. Mm-hmm. And we talk about take your first step towards massive success, but we have to look at that backwards. If you change one thing in a negative way, you could have a disaster. And if that was possible, couldn't you change one thing in a positive way and have massive success? And I said, yes, you could. But here's what I know. Looking at this panel, there's no way that I could know all of the things that all these individuals know.
Right.
And I can't make it by myself. I have to surround myself with people that can help me do better. And all of these individuals have. And then I thought, what if I could take their knowledge and put it at the disposal of the masses?
Right.
I had to do it.
That's good.
I had to do it.
Give me a little soundbite if you can, because I think you'd be the best to introduce these amazing friends of yours to me and this audience that is watching.
Absolutely. So we have Kevin Wilson. He's a personal finance expert, not just in his own right, but he's literally helped me change my finances through figuring out strategies where I had blind spots, money that I was spending that I shouldn't be spending, and things that I could change that I didn't even know it. So he's a personal finance expert, not only for him, but for me. Veronica Burt, she's very educated on how to help youth and build foundation to help them succeed, making sure they have the strategies that they need to win. Jennifer Tooley, she's known as the image reinvention expert. Mm. That she helps people see themselves differently. And so until you start to see yourself differently, you'll never be different.
Well, that's good. And after the show, you and I are going to have to talk about my image a little bit.
Exactly. And then, you know, here's one of my favorites. That's Dr. Eric Hawkins. He's a practicing anesthesiologist. But here's what most people mistake. They think he gets paid to put people to sleep. He doesn't.
Right.
He gets paid to wake them up. That's exactly what he does in their personal life. He wakes them up. He helps them achieve things that they never thought possible.
Wow.
And then my friend James Johnson, who is a life organizational expert, and most of the challenges that he has faced would cripple most individuals.
Mm.
He lost his father. He lost his mother, some of his grandparents. But in the end, he still thrives, not survives, thrives.
It's good.
And so I had to learn from him how to handle adversity, how to get back up after a knockdown, how to never quit, how to never say, I give up. And so these individuals have all collaborated to produce this book.
We have a room full of really smart people who decided that you had to figure out what to do and how to fight and win in this life. Am I summarizing
absolutely.
It correctly?
Absolutely.
Well, then I want to put you each on the spot, if I can, for just a moment. Because I know that the stories that are here are a culmination of your life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I want advice from someone who's not just quoting textbook.
Mm-hmm.
I want advice from someone who's walked the journey, right? That's the kind of advice we need today, and it's in this book. So I want you to give me one word, just one word that would describe your area of expertise.
I'll say mine.
What would that be?
It's process.
Process.
It's process.
Esteem.
Esteem.
My word is going to be mindset.
Mindset.
Image.
Image.
Confidence.
Confidence.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. If we could just get ourselves, our minds, wrapped around those points of power, how effective would you be?
Massive success.
Massive success.
Because now you have the strategies to move forward and the belief that you could do it.
Give me a definition of what ordinary success would be, because I want to talk about what massive really is.
Yeah. So ordinary success is surviving.
Okay.
And many people are surviving.
Is that where most people are today?
I think a lot of people are surviving.
Yeah.
And once we get past looking at how we can survive, then we can start looking at how can we thrive?
That's good.
How can we change not only our life, but our family's life, our community's life, the people around us? And that really comes down to the belief.
It's a thriving mindset.
It's a thriving mindset.
I think statistics, Kevin, say that most people are $200 a month away from financial ruin. And many of those people have given up hope. There's a lot of people that don't have wisdom or understand how to apply it the right way. They keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. So we're going to walk through all of that today. And I just want to kick us off by walking through the chapters of the book. Dr. West, let's dive right in. What is the first thing that I'm going to discover when I break the cover of this book? Because you give us an intro. You're the first starting point.
I talk about mindset and your language. Language is the software of the mind.
Mm.
And every once in a while, you take your computer, you have to upgrade the software. That what used to work no longer works. And here's the thing. A lot of people are using the same language. They have what I call, and what I used to have, the language of losers.
Wow.
Right? So I talk about these mind shifts that have to happen through the use of language. To developing the language of winners.
Well,
to believe that you can do it.
That was a strong word.
Yes.
Losers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know some people were probably hit a little sideways by that. But in truth, God designed us to win in life.
Right.
He designed us for a purpose. And most of us spend a lifetime trying to figure out what that is. And I would submit that a lot of people looking at their life right now, if we can just connect with the viewer, don't feel like they're winning at all.
No.
So to use the word loser's language or loser's mindset would perhaps properly articulate where a lot of people are or feel.
And I say it not to judge them. That was me.
Yeah, of course.
Notice I said that they had the mindset like I had.
Yeah.
But you see, he said, I came that you could have life and have it more abundantly.
Oh, it's good.
And I wasn't living an abundant life. And so in that realm, I was losing.
Well, so part of what we need to do through a program like this and information like this to discover how to change one thing, to move into a world of massive success, not ordinary.
Right.
We have to change our programming.
Absolutely, we have to change our programming.
Veronica, pick us up from there.
When I talk about esteem, I know that that will affect everything that I do. And people that lack self-esteem often won't move forward. They settle. And for many years, I was just existing. I mean, I wasn't living a bad life or anything, but I wasn't thriving.
Yeah.
And so when I began to like associate with people that were thinking a little bit different, they were actually doing something outside of just going to work. And I was like, hey, I want some of that. I can do this, you know. Right. And so I began to change small things.
Yeah.
And then begin to realize I deserve this. Wow. And not only do I deserve it, I want it.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, you just put a spotlight on what a lot of people are feeling right now, which is I can't even see a bigger house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can't see healthy. I can't see a better relationship. I can't see the car of my dreams. I can't see, God, I wake up every day and I'm actually living the life by cause, not because, by design.
Mm-hmm.
And that defines I think, probably a process, doesn't it, Kevin?
There you go.
You got to have some steps.
You got it.
Pick us up.
You got it. That's one of the things I talk about in the book, and I work with students, that there is no circumventing the process. We try to take that shortcut, but we really end up cheating ourselves, because every time we try to cheat that process is what defines our success.
Right.
And what you have to understand is that every single one of us on this stage, we failed at something. Yeah. If you're not failing at something, you're not expanding your abilities.
Yeah, that's good.
You have to get out there and fail. But the key thing is, you have to learn from those failures,
mm-hmm.
and understand that failing at something does not mean that you're a failure.
So failure, I'm going to break that down.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are struggling with past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they've lost time, that they can't get back. Mm-hmm. They're really kicking themselves and beating themselves up because of some things called guilt or shame
mm-hmm.
over what's happened to you. But is that part of the process?
It's part of the process. It has to be. If you can understand that, talk about programming, you back off and realize, okay, well, let me do things a little bit differently. Let me structure this differently. Understand the psychology behind the money and the decisions I make with it. We managed to become self-made millionaires.
That's good.
Can you see why I have them in the book?
I got it. So talk to me about this image thing.
Sure. There's so many influences around us right now. And as a young girl in society, she walks through the grocery store and sees the magazines that say she should look like this.
Wow.
She should be like this. This is who you should be when you grow up. So if studies have shown that our self-image is determined by age of 9.
By age what?
By age 9, a self-image is determined.
Wait, so that means that all of those influences, my
yes.
parents and my teachers and
mm-hmm.
divorce.
Yes.
I'm going through a list of some stuff right
yes.
now. Shaped who I was.
All those things that we're surrounded with every single day help to shape who we are as a person.
Got it. And I would imagine what you're speaking about
right.
is from your own journey.
Absolutely. And I couldn't ever imagine being able to help anyone else if I hadn't been through that journey. I was stuck. Like so many people out there, I'm sure, feel the same way.
Yeah.
I was stuck. I knew I wasn't where I wanted to be in life.
Yeah.
And so I started researching and I started reading and seeking out those people in my life who always saw more for me than I could ever see for myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's in the book.
It's in the book.
Dr. Eric Hawkins.
Yes.
Give me some expertise, brother. Yeah. Wake me up.
Yeah, I'm going to wake you up. Here's my story. I struggle with taking leadership.
Mm.
And I talk about leadership a lot. And where I work right now, I'm in a executive position, but I was a reluctant leader.
Mm.
And when I played sports, even if I exhibited some bit of talent, well, I don't want to be the captain. You know, I'll be a co-captain.
Yes.
You know, I just want to be on the team. I don't want to lead the class. I don't want to go up in front of the class.
Well, what is that? What is that? A lot of people are feeling that.
What's it's
that?
A lack of confidence.
Lack of confidence.
It's a lack of confidence. Every step of my journey, someone has tapped me on the shoulder and said, I want you to lead this. No, I don't want to do that. In the military, in boot camp, be a squad leader. Okay, I'll be a squad leader, but I won't be the chief of the platoon. You know, it's a little safer, you know.
I just heard you talking about a second seat mindset.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It was over time that I developed. It didn't happen overnight. But I will share with the people something that it took me 37, 38 years to learn. I'm not going to give away my age, but God is going to keep making you take that test over and over and over again until you pass it.
Wow.
And so for me to overcome it, I had to look and say, this is God's plan for me.
Wow. Because God is a first seat captain.
Mm-hmm.
But God is expecting us to think, do, mm-hmm. process,
mm-hmm.
live, fight as leaders.
That's right.
Right.
Every
That's
single
right.
one of us are created to do that.
That's right.
And something has happened way back where that die was cast
mm-hmm.
that said to us, we're less than the master says we can be.
Right.
Keep going.
That's right. So at that point, I decided to step up, and it's been successful for me since then. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people, develop a support system, use God's faith first and foremost, and you can get to where you need to be.
You have to surround yourself by people better than yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that other saying? You want to fly with the eagles, don't surround yourself by turkeys.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a difference between being smart, right?
Yes.
And having wisdom.
That's right. Yeah.
What's the Bible say? James, I think the Bible talks about to pray for wisdom.
It is wisdom. Yeah. It is being wise enough to know what path to take. Wow. Being wise enough to surround yourself with a team. Because here's the thing. The limiting factor to your success is you, the individual.
That's
and
wisdom.
Wisdom tells you more people with greater knowledge makes us stronger together than apart.
They say that knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And I think we would all agree with that.
It's wise to reach out for help.
So is it safe to conclude then, every single one of you would be able to say, I didn't get here alone.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
A lot of people, Dr. West will say, all I need is God and the Bible. What else does a man need?
Exactly. And that makes sense, except that he's surrounding you with individuals. And here's the mistake that we make, is that we sit there and we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray for him to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But we never consider what he's doing is surrounding us with an individual.
Well, that's good.
Providing you with a book that has collective knowledge.
It's not a big investment. And the byproduct of what's going to happen when you get this kind of information and wisdom inside of you is priceless. And I think God's so awesome that he'll send people our way with stuff that can help us. Amen?
Amen.
God believes in you so much that he's going to give you one thing that you can change, a first step towards massive success in your life. And I want you to speak to the hearts of these people that are listening and watching you right now. Dr. West, kick us off, please, sir.
Absolutely. If you've been getting the same results again and again, if the last relationship looks like this relationship, if the last job looks like this job, if your finances continue to be the same, irregardless of the fact that you said you're going to do more, then there's something that's happening unconsciously, subconsciously, that's directing your life and you're calling it fate. You have to take the steps to uncover, discover, recognize blind spots. We put that information in this book.
That's good.
And this book will help you.
That's good. Jennifer?
I know that just with one small change in your life, just recognizing that one piece that's missing, changing that mindset, changing how you look at yourself in that mirror every day, that one change can help you change anything else about your life. It can set you on this journey to a life that you never even knew existed.
That's good. Kevin.
I come from a person that had a negative net worth and decided that something had to change. If we did it, anybody can do it. We set a 10-year goal to have $1 million, and we did it. But we did it by going through the process. And I talk about finances and using it as a tool, using money as a tool to help change your life, because there's no better feeling than not have to worry about money. There's no better feeling than not having to worry about that unexpected bill that pops up that you weren't ready for, and now you don't know how you're going to make it. It's in this book. It feels so much better, and I want everybody to experience that.
Powerful.
Powerful.
James.
James. I could choose to sit here in perpetual sadness, immobilized by the gravity of my situation. But there's a choice to be made. And I choose to rise from the pain and treasure the most precious gift I have, and that is life itself. Mm. And it is in using these principles in this book with managing your expectations, it allows you to maximize and take full advantage of the life you've been given to make those choices and to do things to give you the ability to live in your purpose and in your destiny.
Dr. Hawkins.
Many people don't want to make the change because of their mindset. We've heard that word several times, but it's all about you. You control this. You control whether or not you get to the next level. God gives everyone, including you, a finite amount of gifts. You have to realize what you have going for you and play the hand that you are dealt. I mean, if you maximize those gifts, this is a step in that direction.
Veronica, I want you to speak to their hearts.
All right. The good thing about life and the good thing about God's grace and the good thing about being able to still be alive is that you can go back and you can mend those cracks. You can take one step at a time to move you to the next level. It may have been your self-image that was damaged, whether it be as a child or as an adult. It may have been a loss of a relationship, whether it be separation from God or someone physical. Could be finances, your job, you lost your job. But wherever that crack was, I'm here to tell you that you will find the wisdom, the knowledge, the encouragement that's in this book, and to work with this fine group of people. One of us has lived your story. And the great thing about living the thing is that we survived. You don't have to go through the trials that we went through. We can help you step by step. It's in the book.
And it's all in the book. Just one thing. Man, it seems like such a small step. But just think about how making one change in your life could impact so many different areas of your life. Changing just one thing really could change your entire destiny. If you're not living the life of joy and peace and feel full of power, if you're living someone else's life rather than the life God defined for you, described for you, planted in the womb before you came into this world, then I would submit that there could be an invisible barrier that's holding you back, a mindset block, software programming that we're going to transform today. Be ye transformed by what?
The renewing of your mind.
So we've learned how that's powerful and how that is the first place to start. And I just want to thank you for being part of this program today. And I want to thank every single one of you,
for
committing your time and dedicating yourself to helping people move forward in life. And when we come back, I want to invite you to discover how you can connect with this team. Dr. Reuben West is on a mission to help create an army of people just like you experienced here today. And I want you to discover how you can connect with this amazing Success Academy, Breakthrough Success Academy, right after this break. We'll be right back. We've all made those resolutions to get in shape, to improve our health, to change the spending habits, or to become a better parent. Instead of us living the best life that we were designed to live, we instead become discouraged from failure. Today, we're going to discover how to live the better life, because in today's program, it was all about never stop dreaming, never stop trying, never stop fighting to reach the better you, the best you, the you that is living the life that you were designed to live. Dr. Reuben West and his team of co-authors, I call them vision leaders. These are the foremost experts, leaders, the thinkers of our day. They're providing you practical advice and insight that you need to take your first steps toward the life you deserve. This book is called Change One Thing. This book has principles that you can apply in just about any area that you can think of, that these experts, my friends, reveal to you from their own lives, their own stories, how they overcame incredible and sometimes insurmountable odds to live the extraordinary life that God wants for you today. From financial devastation to relationship struggles to how to overcome self-esteem or abuse from the past, there is a way forward for you to make the adjustments that you need to make to live the best life that you deserve. Simply change one thing and you open the door to change in your entire life. You'll also receive an accompanying workbook on the topics found in this book that'll give you practical but necessary life strategies, steps to walk you through change that you need in your life beginning now. These amazing downloads go with each chapter of this amazing book to help you step into your destiny. Finally, if you want to get stirred up to believe for more, then you want to see what happens when you bring these high-powered achievers and thought leaders into one room together to walk us through our stuff. You'll get it here, this Gripping and Revealing DVD. You only saw 22 minutes of this conversation during the show, but when you call now, you'll get well over an hour of inspiration, wisdom, and knowledge with each of these authors that you saw today that have contributed to this book to take you into the life you deserve. This complete tool chest is what I'm calling it, of resources is yours today for your small gift of only $40 or more. That's the book, Change One Thing, this series of downloads which are in workbook style and accompany each chapter and the complete one-on-one behind-the-scenes discussion with these authors. My friends, a total value of $60, yours today for $40. And listen, if you or someone you know could benefit from this bundle today, then I want to make you a very special offer. If you call my communicator and say, hey, I want two for one, I'm going to send you two copies of this bundle for only $60. That's right. It's almost a buy one, get one free. I'm Damon Davis. I thank you for watching this program, and I'm excited to get this power tool chest of resources that can help you move forward and that can change everything in your life beginning now. I hope you have made that one step in the right direction that can be the difference between where you are now and where you're going to be.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about 2 years from now, a year from now. I'm talking about from the very moment you get this information and you begin to get it into your spirit, into your soul, you're going to see immediate impact.
Yeah.
Because you're going to know what to do now that's going to make the difference between the now and where God says you deserve to be. You feel that? And Dr. West, I want to connect these people to you because way beyond this information, there are some soldiers on the battlefield that want to get together and do what you're doing. So how can they do that?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website. It's Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, West, W-E-S-T, 360.com, RubenWest360.com. Connect with me. Leave me a message. I'm looking for people who want to share their story, who might want to collaborate in a book, who have a message that they want to share, who might want to become a speaker, to speak to schools, churches, organizations, or groups, to tell them how you made it and give them the empowerment to make it themselves. So go to RubenWest360.com. And I look forward to hearing from you.
We are just so delighted. And I want to just, together, let's applaud the people watching for making the best decision that they could make right now. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We want to hear from you. We want to know how these programs have been a blessing to you. And we want to hear what you're going through so that we can continue to bring to you people one-on-one that can help move you in the direction from the ordinary to God's extraordinary life that He has in store for you. May God richly bless you today. We'll see you again next time. I'm Damon Davis, and this has been One-on-One.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.